This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Spending in the Quran is not just money. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Spend from whatever Allah has left with you. If Allah has left energy with you, spend it. If He's left a solid of creative mind, use that. If He's given you some talent, use it. If He's given you youth, use it. You know that famous hadith of five before five? Right? That's all spending in the path of Allah.
This video is a short snippet of our deeper look of Surah Al-Waqi'ah, which is now available to watch on the newly improved Bayina TV. Learn about this surah and many others in the deeper look section of the app.
So Allah says Allah will not place a burden on anyone except to their capacity. In other words, if your capacity has changed, Allah knows that. If your ability has changed, Allah knows that. If you're not in the same circumstances anymore, Allah knows that. You know, there's a way that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq or other Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they can contribute when they're in Makkah because their family, their assets, their wealth is in Makkah. But when they're in Medina and they're migrants and they're refugees, they don't have that kind of money anymore. They can't give the way they used to give. Now they're dependents. Instead of being givers, they're takers. But Allah knows that their situation has changed. Allah knows that. So it's not going to be the same expectation if your situation has changed. And Allah accounted for that in these ayat also. Okay. Another place about as-sabiqun. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ. Really beautiful ayah. This is an ayah about the people of Medina who welcomed the people of Makkah who came with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were all homeless. So everybody had to move in with one of the people in Medina, the Ansar. And now the people of Medina weren't that rich to begin with. They were not getting by so well. The economy wasn't doing so great, but now there's more mouths to feed too. And they don't have 5-bedroom houses or 3-bedroom or 2-bedroom. They barely have a room. And now inside that room, there's a whole other family. There's a couple other people. So there's barely any room to move. And then the food has to be distributed even further. It's not like back in the, you know, nowadays you have a fridge and you open up and there's a bunch of stuff. This is not the life they had. So even getting water means you have to go out probably several hours just to dig water from under a well and bring it back home. There's limited water supply to take a shower, limited water supply to drink, limited water for cooking, right? And now that's all of that's being shared. This is a burden. This is not something we just say, oh, the Ansar supported the Muhajirun. Use your imagination a little bit. How realistically, how agitating and aggravating it can be when guests overstay their welcome. Right? When you have guests coming, you're like, mashallah, they're coming. You're making the nicest meal for them and everything. You prepared the room and all that stuff. If they stayed for 2 months, what's going to happen, bro? Well, what is going to happen? You're going to make the same kind of, your job called, right? Like, what are they going to leave? Are they even going to leave? Seriously. I get no time with my family anymore. I don't get to do this anymore. All my financial plans out the window. Allah says about those people who were supporting the Muhajirun, He says about them, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ, and those who came after them, يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا, this typo here, وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, our master, forgive us and forgive those of our brothers who came before us into the faith. They were ahead of us. They were sabiq to us in the faith. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Don't put ill feelings. Don't allow bad feelings to come into our hearts for those who believe. You see the placement of that dua now? You see why they are saying, don't let bad feelings come into our hearts? Because they're the ones hosting them. They're the ones that are starving because of their arrival. So they can start, you could start to develop some bad feelings, right? So رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. You're the compassionate one. You're the empathetic one, and you're the one that shows all loving care. It's as if they're saying, Ya Allah, you have those qualities. I need some of those qualities in me to be able to live up to this. So that's a dua for the sabiqun. Now, وَمِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ, actually, this is going to lead into the next ayah discussion, so I'll tell you now. So when Islam spread and Makkah was conquered, this is another time in the history of the Prophet, right? Islam spread, Makkah was conquered, and there was a bunch of people now coming into Islam. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, right? The legions of people are now becoming Muslim. These people have not had Islamic education, if you will. They haven't sat in the company of the Prophet ﷺ or the Sahaba. They haven't really learned how to pray yet. They don't know the manners of Islam, the etiquette. You know, they don't know much of that stuff. They're just, everybody's joining. So they joined the wave and they accepted Islam. So clearly they felt that there's a difference between them and all these people that were sabiq to them. So they, some of them started feeling like, well, okay, all the hard part is already done. These people made all the sacrifices to make Islam victorious. We're just reaping the benefit of being Muslim afterwards. But how do we get close to Allah? Like, what do we do to feel closeness to Allah? Because they did all the stuff that Allah really appreciates, and they came so close to Allah, and Allah is so close to them. I want to feel that. So this ayah is about those people. Among the Bedouins, man yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, is somebody who believes in Allah and the last day. وَيَتَّخِذُ مَا يُنْفِقُ قُرُبَاتٍ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَصَلَوَاتِ الرَّسُولِ. And he takes whatever contribution he makes, like this person gives whatever charity they can give, they consider that a way of getting steps closer towards Allah. قُرُبَاتٍ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَصَلَوَاتِ الرَّسُولِ. And to get the prayers from the Prophet. Like the Prophet will make dua for me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He'll acknowledge me and I'll get closer to Allah by giving whatever contribution I can. Allah says, Ala, you should all know, innaha qurbatul lahum. It is a way for them to get close. It is a way for them to get close. So the reason I cited this ayah is because they feel bad that they're not sabiqoon. And because they're not sabiqoon, look at the literal image. The first people to come are literally closest to Allah because they're the first to come. If you're the last to join, you are the furthest from Allah, aren't you? Technically. So if you're the furthest, you want a way to get what? Closer. So now this, Allah says, by the way, whatever contributions you make, whatever you can spend, that will also bring you closer to Allah. Which is really beautiful because about the first, as-sabiqun, as-sabiqun, we're already going to read in the next ayah, ulaika al-muqarrabun. They're the ones that have been brought close. But now even the latecomers have a way of getting close to Allah, spending whatever they may have. وَيَتَّخِذُ مَا يُنْفِقُ. He takes whatever he spends. Now, just on a side note, even though that's not our topic right now, I think it's important for you guys to know this. Spending in the Quran is not just money. I'll say that again. Spending in the Quran is not just money. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Spend from whatever Allah has left with you. If Allah has left energy with you, spend it. If He's left a solid of creative mind, use that. If He's given you some talent, use it. If He's given you youth, use it. You know that famous hadith of five before five? Right? That's all spending in the path of Allah. That's also infaq. Mal is one of them. Mal is one of them. But health, wealth, opportunity, all those things are also infaq, actually. So, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Not just مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Whatever rizq we gave them, they spend from that. And the rizq of Allah is not just reduced to money. The rizq of Allah is my mind is part of my rizq. My health is part of my rizq. My family, my opportunity, my social situation, my social circle. Fame can be part of your rizq. People who know you can be part of your popularity can be part of your rizq. Any of those, use any of them, anything that you've been given to spend, and you can also get close to Allah. Okay, finally, Surat Fatir. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. Listen, another beautiful way to describe these same groups. وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا in Surat Al-Waqi'ah. Now listen, we gave the book to those we specially chose from among our slaves. But unfortunately, even among our slaves, there were those who ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, they did wrong to themselves. They did wrong to themselves. That's one group. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. And among them, there were those that were fair. They were balanced. And then وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. And among them were those who took the first step to do good. They were ahead of everybody else in doing good. Again, three groups, right? بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. That is the ultimate blessing. Okay, now, the call to become sabiq, really quickly. This is want to give some perspective. When Allah says sabiqoon, sabiqoon, what, why is that such an encouraging thing? Instead of just thinking, oh my God, Allah is talking about like the most amazing people. And since clearly I am not even barely normal, you know, so that doesn't include me. Allah says, sabiqu, be the first. Go race ila maghfiratin min rabbikum, to forgiveness from your master. Right? So be the first to try and earn it. And that's mentioned in Surah Al-Hadid. Interestingly, that's the very next surah. So in this surah, we see as-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. And in the next surah, he says, hey, why don't you become sabiqoon? What's keeping you? As-sabiqu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Okay? These are just some quick ayat that are referring to the same concept. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ a couple of times in the Quran. Be the first to rush to do good things. That's actually an encouragement from Allah a number of times in the Quran. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Now, there's this note that I wrote. I didn't read this in tafsir. These are my own musings. But there's a beautiful but terrifying irony in the word sabiq. Just like you can be the first one to do something good, what's the opposite? Oh, you could be the first one to start an evil trend. You could create some evil that goes viral and literally turns into a virus that infects humanity. Isn't that possible? So like Lut alayhi salam told the people, his people, why are you doing something so shameless? مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Nobody before you was sabiq. You're the first to do this. Nobody before you has ever done this before. Why are you creating this legacy of evil, right? So just like you can be the sabiq to create a legacy of good, you can create the legacy of evil. There's another interesting and scary meaning to sabiq. See, the imagery I've been giving you all this time is the first to get close to Allah. But sabiq is also used in the Quran, or sabaqa, the verb is used in the Quran for people who try to run away from Allah thinking they can get away with things. So for example, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُعْجِزُونَ. Don't let disbelievers never think for a moment that somehow they will escape. They will run so far ahead of Allah that Allah won't be able to catch up to them. Let them never think that way. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ سَيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَسْبِقُونَ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. The people who do evil, did they think that they're just going to win a race against us and get far away? What a horrible decision they made. And then so it's opposite, right? People are running to get the closest to Allah and people thinking they can escape Allah and get as far away from Allah as possible. The two opposites are being used. Then finally, this is an ayah from Surah, I believe, Al-Ahqaf. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَوْ كَانَ خَيْرًا مَا سَبَقُونَ إِلَيْهِ. Same word, سَبَقُونَ. Disbelievers say about believers, the people of Makkah, they say, listen, if there's anything worth following, I'm the first one to jump on the trend. If there's anything new, pioneering, cutting edge, I'm the first one to get it. You know, there are people who like, if a new watch comes out, they're the first one to buy it. If there's a new model of a car comes out, they're the first one to get it. A new video game comes out, they're the first one, right? They're the first one to buy like the tickets to the final, right? The first one at the movie theater when the movie comes out or whatever. The first to this, the first to that. They just want to, anything that's trendy, they're the first one. I got the VIP tickets, front row seats to the concert or this or that. They're always first, because they're like, they're on top of every event, every entertainment, every trend, every fashion. New bag came out from Chanel, first one to buy it, you know. New shoes came out, new Jordans came out or whatever, you know. New stupid shoes made in a sweatshop came out that have a swirl on them. And then the first one to get it and put in your museum of failure, right? So they're like, if this was something worth following, there's no way somebody would have beat me to it. There's no way. They have this condescending attitude that anything that's worth jumping on, we'd be the first to jump on it. That's some people as individuals, but there's also societies and civilizations. Like European civilization developed this notion that they have what's called the white man's burden. right? So the idea was that they have been gifted by God to be superior to all other nations, and therefore they have to be the ones to pioneer and bring the rest of the savage world to civilization, right? So there's no way that the Chinese civilization or the Persian civilization, the Ethiopian civilization, or none of these civilizations can ever have anything that was a step ahead of us. We're the ones that are going to give them. They can't possibly give anything to us. We will always be the sabiq in all things worthy of being followed. You understand? So the kuffar, the elite of Makkah, the elite, the very rich and wealthy and powerful, because they're the first in everything, they're considered number one. They're like, they looked at the Muslims and said, if this was any good, there's no way they would have been ahead of us in this. They wouldn't have been sabiq to us, because their idea of sabiq is that which makes them more recognized in the eyes of people. All the examples I just gave you, first tickets, first concert tickets, first bag, first, all of that's to show off. None of that's actually for yourself. Whether you're the first one to buy the ticket or the last one, whether you wear those shoes or not wear those shoes, actually you will feel no sense of fulfillment unless you post about it. Unless you show off about it. Unless you have somebody else to put this on display to. It's never about you. It's always about someone else. And that's the fundamental difference between the sabiqoon that are believers and the sabiqoon that are not. The sabiqoon that are believers, they make everybody else's attention irrelevant. Whether somebody's watching, appreciating, liking, disliking, you know, praising, condemning, irrelevant. So, because I just want to get ahead. I have Allah in front of me and that's it. Wa anna ila rabbikal muntaha is good enough for me. Anybody else, before they jump on, they're like, oh my God, I'm going to be so viral because I'm the first one on here. Everybody's going to look at me, right? And this obsession with eyes on me is the world we live in now, isn't it? It's the new currency. If there are no eyes on you, if you're not, you know, your content isn't going up, Your picture isn't being liked and hearts and whatever's. If that's not happening, then do you even exist? What worth are you, right? So this is ما سبقونا إليه.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the deeper look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on BayyinahTV.com under the deeper look section.